Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. 34 after the hour. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, are you going to be glad you're with me, because we got Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back all the way to 2002. That means over 8 years he's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who first taught us how to hug our customers. And then he taught us how to love up our employees to make sure that they know how much we appreciated them. And the guy, he's just been a profile in small business execution, but also in growing not just organically, but growing through acquisition, and how in the face of adversity, they've just assaulted the marketplace. And I'm so excited about the things that are going on there. And I've asked Jack to join us again to talk to us about some of these things, because you're going to really be inspired by this story, by hearing the next saga, next part of the Mitchell's Richards saga. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much. You are indeed a world-class hugger. I appreciate all those very nice hugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how I feel about you guys, Jack, you and your family. Folks, the Mitchell family, mom and pop, started the company 40-plus years ago, probably close to 50 years ago.
It's 53 years, Jim.
53 years ago, and the mom and pop started a little business, and then the sons took it over and continued to run it. Now it's in, I guess, third, maybe about to be fourth generation, right, Jack?
Well, the fourth generation's coming along. We're blessed with, my brother and I are blessed with 12 grandchildren. So the oldest is 16, and, we're, as you say, we're a third generation family business. We have seven sons, all of whom are in the family business, as you know. So it's all about, our business continues to be just like when mom and dad started. It's all about personalizing relationships, and the core is the family values that my mom and dad shared with us, and we passed along, and then we passed along to our associates, and then on to the customers. And as you know from our chats and from my two books, Hug Your Customer, Hug Your People, it's all about personalizing the relationships. And when you do that, our customers come back because they enjoy the personalization. I mean, you can buy a blue blazer or a shirt or a dress really anywhere. However, it brings people back because you really care about them, and you go that extra mile. And as you know, I call it hugging. Hugging is obviously it's a word that, of course, you can bear hug, and you and I, when we see each other, do bear hug. But
absolutely,
but it's a metaphor for any tiny or large gesture or deed that says, wow, these folks love to listen to Jim Blasingame in the morning, or they love to come into the store because the people really care about me as a real person. That's what separates us out.
And the thing is, folks, the what Jack's companies do, what his operations do, they sell clothes on Main Street. Now, it doesn't get more Americana than that. I mean, to push garments out the door on Main Street today is really as classic American marketplace, classic marketplace as it gets. And so as the world is swirling around you with all these new changes, Jack, you guys just keep selling clothes on Main Street out of a retail store.
Well, I think we do, and I'm proud of that. And as you started with your introduction, I happen to be right this minute. I'm in San Francisco, and I'm here because our family purchased two great iconic stores under the name of Wilkes Bashford. Wilkes Bashford is a gentleman who had these stores in his name, and still his name is still on the door, but he unfortunately could not handle the economic tsunami that hit all of us, in the country, whether you're selling low end or high end or whatever. Jim sells very high end clothing, but he just didn't have that the the discipline of the business discipline that you and I have also talked about. I mean, we're very, as you know from my books, I have three C's that I love to talk about. Well, obviously, customer is the most important, then community, how we are involved in our community, and cash. Let's get that. We learned during the 89-91 recession that cash is king. So we have no debt, and except for the real estate that we own. And so we're very, we like to make money. It's the American way, but we like to do it by serving customers. And when you do that, the customers become loyal, and the customers then come in at regular price, and those are better margins and all the rest. But out here in San Francisco, that it was obviously a tsunami that hit everyone.
Hold on to that thought, Jack. Jack, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to pick up on that. I want you to tell us how, and it is interesting, folks, the way one market can be different from another market. How some things are fundamental, but some things are not. And we'll get Jack to help us with that on the other side of these messages. 20 Till, stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till, actually. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you by email every Sunday afternoon and get you ready for the week ahead. And also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff there. Every week we ask a different question, and that including the poll question will be something to do with your small business. And when you answer our question, then we will you'll be able to see what the surveys, how it's going so far, how the other people have responded. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People, two different books which are very enlightening and I love telling people about. Jack, as you and Jack, when I first met you, you had just acquired your first new store,
right?
And the first store that wasn't a Mitchell store, and then you acquired one or two more over on Long Island, and now you've moved out to the West Coast. You're in San Francisco, and so the question I have for you, and you were getting to it as we went to the break, is how different are customers, say, in Connecticut from customers in San Francisco, and what have you learned about that?
Well, we are listening and learning every day, Jim, and we've only had the business here ourselves for 7 months. However, I really believe that the core customer here is very, very similar. The similarities are far outweigh any differences. I mean, obviously, there's a climate change and so forth, but the customers themselves, that what they desire is the same as their needs, and I think I really believe it's the same throughout this great country of ours. They want personalization of relationships. They enjoy having a cup of coffee and getting to know each associate, and the associates getting to know their customers. Obviously, we serve as the upper-end client, whether they be the investment banker or especially in Silicon Valley here, we have a store in Palo Alto. Obviously, it's a high-tech environment. So they really, they're the same thing. They want the advice and counsel from someone that knows what they're talking about. But then they also want something different. They want to build a relationship. So when they need clothes or they need something, when they desire a piece of a product, whether it be a blue blazer or 8 sport shirts or 10 new shirts, because they have to go to New York and make a presentation to a bank, that we can service them. I mean, it's as simple as that.
So that part hasn't changed, but
one big difference here is we actually service 25% of our clients from outside California. So I mean, for example, yesterday we had a customer coming down from Oregon, and they bought a lot of clothes. They come into San Francisco because they love the Bay Area. It's an exciting, fun city to come to.
So you become not only a clothing store but a destination for them.
Absolutely. And so when they come once or twice a year, three, four, and then they load up with clothes because we plan ahead. Happen to be
what
their
it's because
birthday.
It's, what you're talking about, Jack, is the experience. And, folks, this is something you can learn from Jack. Never underestimate your ability to make doing business with you an experience for customers. And Jack, people are more and more people are wanting that experience, aren't they?
Oh my goodness! I mean, just to continue the story, we went into our computer base, which, you know, we're very high tech. Also, we saw that it was this gentleman's birthday, right? Also, we had a birthday cake for him, and at the end, it was toward the end of the day. We had a bottle of champagne. You know, we broke a bottle of champagne for him, and it was fun. He loved that. I mean, what? So that's the kind of thing. You know, it was total surprise. He didn't realize that we knew about his birthday, but we had asked his birthday a long time ago. We try to. You know, we send things for birthdays and anniversaries, and we get to know the kids' names and the dogs' names and all of that. Those are the little minor things that people enjoy. You don't get that at other stores or most other stores. There are great stores in this. This is another big
challenge. Well, the guy that I buy jewelry from reminds me of my anniversaries, my wife's birthdays, other things like that. And even though I may not be in the market for jewelry when he reminds me, when I am in the market for jewelry, I don't think about anybody but him.
Exactly. That's the point. He can be calling you about something, and you have no problem saying, you know what, I'll pass this time. But at least that he's there for you when you need him or when you'd like him.
Absolutely. Hey, Jack, how do we find you online?
Very easy. HugYourCustomers.com or
HugYourCustomers.com. Folks, the books are still out there. Jack, congratulations on the acquisitions and I'm it's so impressive to me to see how your organization, which I always knew was finely tuned, your family run organization, how it's so impressive to me to see how you have scaled this now. This attitude of hugging your customers, hugging your people, that concept, that philosophy, that culture, those values have allowed you to be successful as you've scaled out across the country. It's very impressive.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Jim, very much. And please do come see us and tell all your friends and your listeners and your loyal fans that, you know, we're open here in San Francisco, Wilkes-Bashford, 375 Sutter Street, right off Union Square. And also in the Palo Alto Shopping Center.
And also in Connecticut, also Long Island. Mitchell Richards is the name out there.
Westport in Greenwich, right?
Thank you, Jack, for being here. Safe travels and take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so very much, Jim, and best to you and your family.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, what a great story. This is a wonderful family business American success story. They sell upscale clothes on Main Street. And they don't always have up. Everything's not completely upscale because I've actually been able to afford some of their clothes. Going to take a quick break. Tintail, right back after these messages. Just be you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say about what we just talked about right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.